Everybody
Even.
just want to greet everybody and just, every leader in their respective place. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to try to, well, not really rush, but just try to get through this, be mindful of the time here. I don't really have a title for this, but I did kind
Not
of,
what you told me, Jay.
huh?
That's not what you told me. You told me the title was real simple.
Well, no,
Say it.
that wasn't the title. That was just the synopsis of it. But I'm gonna get into that.
Okay.
I want to start off by saying, for everything in life, there's a process. And usually the start or the commencement of that process is referred to as the birth of that process. And the birth is therefore the beginning of that process. And when you really think about it, the birth is truly the beginning of everything.
Amen.
So, which, if you're taking notes, I'm coming out of John chapter 3 and verse 3. And y'all know I rock in the King James. Although I did switch it up a little bit towards the end, but we'll get there. When you
Amen.
have it, just say amen. All right. I gotta shake the rust off a little bit. It's been a while since I did this. Verse 3, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, underline the word born and underline the word see if you're taking notes. The word born, it means to be born, obviously, but it also means to be delivered of. So, to be born also means to come into existence as a result of birth. So we see that the birth is the beginning of something coming into existence, right?
Amen.
Now, be delivered of, when I look this up, it actually means to assist in giving birth. And we learn that the rhema is our source of life, and that every time we get back into the rhema word, we're actually assisting in the process of our new birth.
Amen.
And it is through this new birth that we can come into a new existence. But in order for that to happen, we must truly be born again if we want to see the kingdom of God. Now, the scripture said, except that a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That word see is actually the word idu. And this is from the old store, which means to know by experience. So what Jesus was saying is we can't truly experience the kingdom of God until we come into a new existence.
That's so good, Jay.
Now, I shared, well, I didn't really get a chance to share this to Apostle. I wanted to kind of go over some of the stuff, but as I was studying this, I remember that time when we studied the word Edu and we started talking about flowing in the EAC, which stands for Edu's Anointed Current, if y'all remember that.
Yes.
And it's supposed to guide us and direct us into the movement or the quickening of the spirit, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what God showed me is that every time we come into this rhema word and undergo the process of the new birth, the EAC at that moment becomes a birth canal,
Amen.
ushering us into a new existence in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I was like a birth canal.
That's good.
And, I shared this with my wife and her baby leaked, pun intended. And she made a comment, and she said that the quickening that we experience every time can be considered as a contraction. Now, if you know
Yes.
anything about childbirth, the contractions that a woman experience actually help to push the baby out.
Amen.
So every time we get into this rhema, our labor and delivery starts.
That's good.
Amen.
And every time we get quickened, that is a contraction pushing us closer and closer to our new birth in the kingdom. Now, if you drop down to verse 4 in that same chapter of John, I'm going to read scripture. It says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That word born means to regenerate. Regenerate by, I ain't going, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. The word regenerate means to bring into a renewed existence, to bring new life or new and more vigorous life to. It also means to give a new and higher spiritual nature to. That word nature denotes inborn qualities and characteristics. Now, when you think about qualities and characteristics, anytime you deal with qualities, characteristics, and features, they're imparted into us by our parents. So essentially, what Jesus was telling Nicodemus is that until we are born or brought into a renewed existence, we can't enter the kingdom of God. And in being brought into this new existence, we gain a new and more vigorous life, and we also gain a new nature, which are the new spiritually inborn qualities and characteristics. And Jesus said, we got to be born of water and of the Spirit. Now, the water, I've heard teachers that I've heard in the past usually say that the water birth is usually referred to as the first birth, meaning our natural birth. But I look at it a little bit different. Because under this teaching, I learned that the water represents the word,
That's
and the
right.
water also represents a burial, like when we get baptized or baptizo.
That's right.
Amen.
And the spirit represents the quickening, life-giving power of the Holy Spirit. So unless a man is brought into a renewed existence, this is how I took it. I felt like he was saying, until a man is born into a newer existence by way of my rhema word, and then my Holy Spirit breathing on that word, making it alive, and then him allowing it to raise him into a new existence, he can't truly experience the kingdom.
No.
So true.
Now, the word enter, if you go back into the scripture, it means to enter into a state. I'm sorry, a condition, state, or society. It also means to come into life. So, in gaining a renewed existence with a new nature and new characteristics, we then enter into the state and society of the kingdom of God. It's like
Yes.
we have just been born and we entered into a new world. We've just become a part of the society of the kingdom of heaven. And this happens Every time we get into the Rhema word, it is literally our birthday.
Amen.
Bless God.
I got
Amen.
proof of this. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to kind of hurry along. Well, actually, I can. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and 23.
Amen. Amen.
It says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed,
That's right.
but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. If you're taking notes, underline the word seed. Now, the word seed, when I studied it out, it actually means parentage. And parentage means the identity and origins of one's parents. So we're being born again, but not of the corruptible identity and origins of our earthly parents,
Right, Jay.
aka our forefathers, bound forefathers. But of the Father,
Amen.
which is the God of all
Amen.
creation,
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
we start to take on his identity and his character. And we see proof over this in our in Ezekiel. I know I'm jumping around a lot, but it's proving my case.
Okay.
Ezekiel chapter 36, 25 through 27.
This is real good, Jay.
Amen.
Real, real good, man.
All right, it says, verse 25. It says, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Verse 26. A new heart, underlying heart, also will I give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. All of this is evidence of the renewed existence that we gain under undergoing the new birth. Because not only are we going to get a renewed existence, but verse 27 shows us that we're being born into a newer society. By way
Amen.
of his Holy Spirit, he's going to show us now how to properly function in this new place. We're going to learn the culture and customs of the kingdom of God, which is all supernatural.
Amen.
Now, when he said heart, he's not talking about the blood pump. The word heart means mind, knowledge, and I thought this one was real interesting. One of the definitions was reflection. So, with a new mind, obviously comes new knowledge. And with new knowledge, we gain a new image or reflection.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
with the word reflection here, it's actually defined as an image in a mirror or a shiny surface. So, in our birthing process, we're actually getting a new mind and a whole new reflection. And the way I saw this was, imagine looking yourself into a mirror. And it's like when you look into this mirror, you see a whole different person than what you were used to
Yeah.
seeing before.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Imagine looking in
Amen.
the mirror and seeing the face of God staring back at you.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
Yes.
yeah.
Amen. Bless God.
And that's exactly what happens when we get born into this new existence. And then
Yes,
I
God.
thought this was kind of interesting as well, because we're dealing with the reflection now. Now watch this. God is light, right? You know,
Yes.
Jesus is referred to as the light of the world.
Amen.
Reflection in its origin means bent back. And when you deal with reflections, light has to be bent back to its original source in order to reflect.
That's good.
Bless God.
We are directly going to reflect the image of Jesus back to the Father.
Bless God.
By going
and
back.
This proves that we are being returned to the previous state.
Yes.
Right.
Our mind is being brought back into its original state.
Amen.
Amen.
And I have proof in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. And in this one, I'll use, I went Amplified Classic Edition on this one because it drove the point home. The 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. In the AMPC edition.
Amen.
All right, verse 17, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage and freedom. Verse 18, and all of us, as with an unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, and are constantly being transfigured into his very own image.
Amen.
In ever increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. We are being turned into something that is totally unrecognizable to our fallen man.
That's God.
That's really good.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Really good.
Now, usually, what happens is, those of us parents that are on the line, usually what happens after a child is born, there has to be a record of the live birth. That birth has to be recorded.
Amen.
Go with me to 1 John, verse 5. I'm sorry, chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. And this is King James edition.
Amen.
Yes. 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. All right. Verse 6. It says, then he, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, underline witness, because the Spirit is true. Now we see here it says that the Spirit bears witness because the Spirit is true. That's what the verse just told us, right?
Amen.
Verse 7. For there are three that bear record, underline record. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. So the Father and the Son are one with the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
Verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Now, the Holy Spirit, which is one with the Father and the Son, we got the water, which is the rhema word, and we got the blood, which denotes propitiation. Now, watch this. Witness and record are the same exact Greek word.
Mm-hmm.
And it means to affirm that one has seen or heard or experienced something. So when we get into this rhema word, the Holy Spirit breathes into us the breath of life. That's the quickening. And if we remember from the old story, there's blood in the breath.
Yes.
So now you have the Holy Spirit, which is one with the Father and one with the Son. And now it's one with us by way of the rhema, because Jesus represents the blood and the water. So now the Holy Spirit bears record of our new birth on earth and our new birth in heaven, as it is on earth, as it is in heaven. The Holy Spirit verifies our birth in both realms by way of a record. That is our birth certificate.
That's good.
That's good.
That's real good.
Now we have a record of our birth. That means it occurred. It happened.
Yes.
That's good.
Amen, Lord. Amen, God.
And I thought about this too. I was like, remember when they pierced his side on the cross, it said blood and water came out.
Right.
Yes.
Not only that, remember I said at the beginning, everything is a process.
Mm-hmm.
The initial start of the whole birthing process is, it happens when, but the way it happens is the woman's water has to break first.
Yes. Yep.
I said a woman's water has to break first.
Yes.
Water has to be broken first.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in the rhema is the first step to being born into the new existence. This right here proves it.
Bless God.
Then the labor and contractions have to happen in order to push the baby through the birth canal, aka the EAC. Those contractions are the quickenings of the Holy Spirit by way of the fragments that we study. Then when the child is brought forth, it's always covered in blood. Notice whenever a child is born, they're always covered in blood.
Jesus.
Which denotes propitiation. Usually the mother is at peace after the labor and delivery has been completed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is proof of our new birth.
That's real good. And
awesome.
And my last scripture, it says 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and this is in the Amplified Bible.
Amen.
All right, it says, and this is verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings new life.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember years ago, they had a saying, like, if somebody would approach you and they'll say something to you, you'll be like, you know, you must think I was born 5 minutes ago. Or you must think I was born last night. But under this understanding, I can truly say I was born about 28 minutes ago. But with a renewed mind and new nature and a new character, though. And that's all I have.
Bless God.
So good. Real, real good.
Bless God.
Powerful, Jay. Really, really powerful.
Bless the Lord.
If I can just reflect back on what you came from the book of 1 Peter, I believe it was 1 Peter 1 and 23, verse 23, being born, really, really powerful. Because what God wants to do, what he's doing for the more tonight, I believe, is really, again, authenticating our faith in who we are. But the thing of it is, without the knowledge of it, but I want to just throw this out there to what Jay shared. And we need to understand when we're in the place of our born again nature, it says that we're being born again. And let me show you when you can recognize that you're in the place of the born again nature. The word born, being, first of all, born again. All right. The word again means, and Jay, you were talking about this throughout your study, to have one's mind changed so that he lives a new life and one conform to the will of God. When you're not in the born again nature, you can't, Jay said it in the beginning, you cannot experience the kingdom outside of having your mind changed.
Yes.
There will be no experimenting. You won't experience, excuse me, you will not experience the kingdom flow. There, healing doesn't come, deliverance doesn't come. When you're sitting there crying out for healing and deliverance, but you're not in the born again nature by the word, then you will not experience kingdom the way that you should. And so often we don't receive from God because we're trying to receive from God outside of the born again nature. This is why God wants to change our marrow.
Yes.
Because the marrow change keeps us in the understanding or in the position of the born again nature.
Amen.
We want healing, we want blessing, we want prosperity, we want deliverance. But so often we pray and we're not in the place of the being of the nature of being born again.
Mm-hmm.
We're crying out from the place of corruptible seed. And we want to experience the power of God. No, we're being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word.
Yes.
Jay said he was born again 28 minutes ago. And I know why. Because he started in this realm. Jay came from a place of a corruptible nature to incorruptible by the word.
Yes. Amen.
Amen, Lord.
If we're going to experience God and we're going to cry out to God, we got to do it from the born again nature. We saw in Matthew 16, Peter at one moment gets a rainbow, gets that quickening, had a contraction, if you will. And thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Peter is in the moment in the born again nature. But then three verses down, it starts to trickle. It starts to wear off where Peter now, because he starts to have feeling about Jesus doing what God called him to do. But the desires of man of Jesus not leaving and not dying. He said, get behind me. He said, I still see the corruptible nature.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you take this here, what Jay taught tonight, and you take this and you realize, and we can actualize why healing and miraculous and power
yes.
is released,
yes.
but it's released only in the born again nature.
Yeah.
Nicodemus asked a question, how can a man be born again? Shall he enter his mother's womb a second time?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, no, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, that's not how it goes. Every time we're in the rhema, we're under the power of the Spirit, which causes us to enter into our born again nature.
Bless God,
Listen,
yes,
I'm going to
bless.
say this, all right? I'm going to say this. You can get more done in the nature of being an embryo, but you got a word that brought you into embryo status.
Yep.
Now the kingdom can come and manifest for you.
Yes.
Just by getting in the rain, where you enter back in from the day's events, you enter back into, if you will, if you just go with me, if you will. But when you get quickened in that word, you come back into that embryo status. Listen, and then you move to the fetus status, where we're now God. Listen, you get more out of being born again. Listen, if I'm born again, I can get more out of being a fetus. I'll tell you, let me show you fetus status. That man that said, he said, "Lord, I believe." Jesus said, "You believe, anything is possible if you believe." He said, "Lord, I believe." Watch this. He becomes embryo right here. But help me with my unbelief. Oh, he's back now. He's got unbelief, but he's asking for help with unbelief. He
Yes.
came back into embryo status.
Yeah.
And then the Lord reached out and touched his servant and healed.
Yes.
How? Because he got under the word.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
said, "You won't experience the kingdom if you're not there." But if at least come back into a position to where, oh, you're under the rhema. You might not be as strong as you think, but let me tell you something. If your faith is as a grain of mustard seed,
Yep.
just get me the seed. Just get me the seed. Only thing I need, let me see embryo status and say unto the mountain. Jay, this was an excellent teaching tonight.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Joshua, this was an excellent. Let me call you
Yes,
by
yes,
your
yes.
kingdom name. Jay is your government name. Let me call you by your kingdom. Joshua, this was
Yeah.
an excellent teaching tonight.
Amen, amen.
To our Father be the glory.
And I say amen. It was an excellent.
Amen.
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 Please, everybody on the line that's getting more tonight, please take th let this be a part of your takeaway, what we learned tonight,
Bless
what
God.
we can experience in our born again, in our true born again nature,
Bless God. Hallelujah.
what we can see. We can see the commonwealth of God in its totality manifest for us.
Amen. Awesome.
Please don't,
Thank you,
Kurt's
Lord.
taught this on many occasions. Please don't try to pray outside of the place of propitiation. Please don't try to deal with your circumstances outside. Propitiation is just a, it's a flag that says you're under your born again nature right now.
Yes.
Having the propitiated mind just confirms that you have all rights to experience the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You will see the kingdom of God. Healing is on the line right now. There's an anointing for God's healing on the line. There's an anointing for God to fix things that are not moving the way that they should. There's an anointing right now for kingdom to change it. Remember the benefit of it here. He said the kingdoms of this world are become or have become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. The kingdom of this world and the rules that are governed in this world will have no rule or authority over you. But the kingdom of God's authority, which speaks to us about healing and life and abundance and all of that, that's what's ruling over you.
Yes, God.
And I understand it, Jay. I get it. If you're not in the status of being of the born again nature, you're in the wrong mindset. So how could you ever experience the kingdom of God?
That's right.
Amen. I'm sorry. I just had to share. I was just getting finished.
Amen.
And I just had to share. And I just want, man, let that be your takeaway tonight. Let that be your take. You can experience the kingdom from the born-again nature of who you are.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless God. Amen.
I believe this until the marrow takes its full transplant. I believe that we're all a bit schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
We've got two different personalities kicking.
Yes, yes.
But as we continue in the Word of God, the schizophrenia of this world is going to leave us, and we'll have a one-track mind. We won't be double-minded. We will believe God on all counts.
Amen.
Coming from our marrow. Praise God. Anybody else want to say anything? I'm sorry. Anyone else? Jay, I'm just spectacular. It's good to hear your voice again.
Sure it is, Jay.
If you leave again, I'm coming. I'm putting a hood over your head, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to kidnap you. And I'm going to take you in a back alley, and I'm going to beat you with a Holy Ghost beat. So you better stay on point, because you will be in the back of my car in the trunk.
Oh, boy.
Get you back on track, because we need this.
That, yes, Apostle, you took that out of my mouth. Joshua, Minister Joshua, we need you.
Need you,
we
man.
We need you, Joshua. We need you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome, awesome word.
I'm telling you, I'm coming, man. I got a hood, I got a sack. I'm coming for you. I'm telling you right now. And the Lord's giving me, he's endorsing this.
Oh, bless God.
Amen. Anyone else want to say? I know we're under expanded dominion. What we got?
Mm-hmm.
We're right at the time. You got about 40 seconds. Anyone else?
Very good.
Yes.
I'm not going past 40 minutes.
Well, amen. A part of this is I was supposed to bid everybody happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I receive it. I'm in that fetus status right now in my life.
Amen. Amen.
And the red blood cells and the white blood cells
happy
are no
birthday.
From my spleen or my liver. They're moving through my bones. And so I receive it. Thank you.
God, yes. Thank you. Happy birthday to you, all of you.
Amen. Amen.
And everyone. Amen.
Well, that's all the time we got. It's 7:41. Expanded Dominion is here. Go out, man, and just meditate on that and just really, really understand the position that we're really in. I feel this, too. You can place a demand on the kingdom of heaven to produce healing and deliverance and blessing in your life when you know and you look at the Father and say, you know what? I'm in my born-again nature here. This is my covenant right to experience what the kingdom is able to do. I heard my daughter tell me this. She said a man was diagnosed with cancer, and I know we got to go. She was diagnosed with cancer in America. He said, let me go home so that I can die. I'm going back to Italy where my ancestors are from. And this is a testimony my daughter shared with me today. The man went back to Italy. The air and the food was so clean and everything was so different from here in America. The man got healed of cancer.
That's correct.
And his testimony is it was the environment shift. Well, I'll just take a page out of that and understand our born again nature gives us an environment shift.
Amen.
For
amen.
Healing take place in our lives, man, on every count.
That's so good.
That when we're in this realm, we have taken on an environment shift healing. The small over here in America and the things in our natural are not in the kingdom.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
So just take that, man, and understand when you're in your born-again status, you're born-again nature, there's an environment shift, and God can do great things in you and for you.
Yes.
All right, I love you guys. Until tomorrow night, we got
two minutes. Right.
Amen, amen, Jay. Good job. Snaps up, Jay. Snaps up. And I love you. And I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. We'll look to hear from you guys on the line tomorrow night.
God bless.